Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, Elon Musk tells Twitter staff to work hard or quit, and it seems many workers are happy to take the quit option. So what happens to the social media giant now? Meet the Ugandan hurlers learning their skills on social media, and the Irishman helping them to get their hands on hurls and helmets. Fionn Davenport takes us on a tour of the best Christmas markets in Europe. Brian McDermott shows us how to make dinner with just five ingredients and calls for a public inquiry, rising tolls and a controversial World Cup. The Friday Gathering discusses the big stories of the week. Our text number 51551. Email today cb@rte.ie, or on Twitter we're at Today with Claire. Now, permanent TSB will today become the latest lender to increase its mortgage costs in response to rising European interest rates. This will include hikes on fixed term mortgage interest rates and deposit rates. AIB was the first of the main banks to increase rates in October, followed earlier this month by Bank of Ireland. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, and also Martina Hennessy, mortgage switching expert and managing director with Doddle.ie. And thank you both for joining us this morning. Charlie, to you first. The increases were expected because, as I said, the other big lenders have already increased their rates. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they were expected, Claire, but I suppose we might have expected as well even bigger increases, because the European Central Bank's main refinance rate, the refinancing rate they call it, it's gone from 0% at the start of the summer to now 2%. So you might have expected big, big, hefty increases in fixed rates because of that, and even variable rates. But the three main lenders haven't touched the variable rates, which is good news. And the increases they've put through, they vary from 0.25% increase at Bank of Ireland to 0.5% at AIB to these ones today now at Permanent TSB, which is an average of around 0.5%. It's around 0.5%. It depends on, you know, the length of a fixed rate you're going to take out if you're a new customer, and you know, the size of your loan relative to the value of your property. So the increase could be anywhere between 0.05% and 0.9%. Okay. So it could have been much higher. That's the good news, at mm-hmm. least, Claire.
And you know, why is it not higher?
They are doing okay because they are awash with customer deposits. There's about 150 billion euros in household savings alone in the banks, plus more from companies as well. They have all that money. They were losing money on that for a long time because the European Central Bank used to charge them if they left that money with the European Central Bank, which is generally where they leave it. But now they're getting paid by the European Central Bank to deposit that in Frankfurt. And yeah, it's about 1.5%. It's estimated the three big banks this year will make about €1 billion alone on those customer savings that they're putting into the European Central Bank. So they're awash with deposits, so they can finance mortgages cheaply, and they're getting a return on those deposits that they get from households. So, you know, they don't, and anyway, our variable rates are quite high. That's why they didn't touch them, I suppose, Claire. I mean, we have pretty hefty variable rates in this country.
Well, let's talk about what is changing then at Permanent TSB from today, and who it's going to impact.
Yeah, it's essentially going to impact people who have yet to apply for a mortgage or a switch. You know, if you've loan approval already, they're going to give you, which is pretty generous actually, 90 days to draw down at the rates that existed before they announced these new increases. So, I mean, that's pretty good, because Finance Ireland, we kicked up a stink in The Independent about Finance Ireland announcing increases, and there were immediate increases, whether you had a loan offer or you were about to draw down, you know. So, and that seemed pretty cruel. I understand the Central Bank intervened. The other two banks then, when they announced fixed rate increases, they said, look, if you have a loan offer, we'll give you 4 weeks to draw it down at you know, before the increase applies to you. Permanent TSB is giving you 90 days here. So if you're a new buyer, this is going to affect you. It's probably going to mean that you, a fixed rate you take out from today, if you're a brand new switcher or first time buyer, it's probably going to be about €60 more a month, Claire, to borrow. And look, the other thing as well is they're putting up some of the deposit rates. You know, we have the lowest deposit rates in Europe, so that's quite interesting as well, that they're actually moving on that. So yeah, so savers are going to benefit a bit here. And people switching from Ulster Bank, who might be on a variable rate, there's something like 56,000 mortgages coming from Ulster Bank over to Permanent TSB. If they're on a variable rate, they're going to benefit from a lower variable rate that Permanent TSB has. It's 3.95, which is lower than the variable rate at Ulster, which is about 4.3%. I reckon that's a saving on every €100,000 borrowed of about €200 a year. So that's positive as well.
Okay.
So so it could have been an awful lot worse, I suppose, is the point.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned that the 90 days is generous, but because all of those switchers are moving at the moment from Ulster Bank and KBC, there are delays for people who are drawing down mortgages. And they can, I know 90 days is a significant amount of time, but you do hear stories of people getting close to the wire on 3 months trying to sort out this move.
Oh, you do. And, you know, Permanent TSB, Martina will probably tell you, are one of the worst. I mean, they are staffing up now. They are getting extra people in to help, but their processes are slow. So, you know, if you get just to get to loan approval is taking a long time. You then, you get approved for a mortgage, but the rate you get is not what you're approved for. The mortgage rate you get is when you draw down, and it can take a long time between loan approval stage and actually getting to draw it down. So, you know, there is a problem there. It's been well identified. I've asked the central bank about it. You know, are you going to do anything about it? I got an absolute blank on that back from the central bank, because there is a real issue. You're absolutely right. We're seeing a lot of turmoil in the market with you know, mortgages is shifting from KBC to Bank of Ireland. AIB is taking some of the trackers from Ulster Bank, and Ulster Bank non-trackers are going over to Permanent TSB. And then you have a lot of people trying to switch, dropping trackers if they're expensive as well, to lock into a fixed rate. Trying to switch because mortgage rates are going up so much, or expected to go up so much, with the European Central Bank now in a rate-raising frenzy.
Well, let's hear from Martina on that. Martina, thanks for joining us from Doddle.ie. The market is clogged at the moment, isn't it? So even if you have mortgage approval at the lower rate, you want to get moving on that, don't you?
So absolutely, Claire, there's been a huge surge in applications, mortgage switching applications in particular this year, with the impact of rising interest rates. People are more conscious of what rate they're paying. And the banks, with the exit of Ulster Bank and KBC, there's been a concentration of applications to so few lenders that their turnaround times and approvals are stretched. And as Charlie said, the rate you get is the rate of date of drawdown. So there's been the windows that have been offered by the lenders to close out on mortgages are reflective of those who have loan offers and who get to close out on their mortgage. But there is an issue with actually getting applications to approval in terms of the timelines that are there. So it's something that we would actively work with our clients on, really, really trying to really push forward their applications so that they can lock down on those lower rates. Because interest rates, these are the first interest rates, across all the lenders. PTSB was the last lender to increase rates, but all lenders have increased rates, and varying increases from 0.25% right up to 2%. So they have a huge impact on those who are at final stages of purchasing a property or looking to switch their mortgage and lock in a rate. So that's why the banks give a window of time to close out, to be fair, to try and take into account that many people have gone through a lengthy process to actually get to the stage where they have a loan offer, and therefore they give them time to close out, a period of time to close out on the lower rate, to be fair to them.
Okay, now Martina, Charlie was taking us through the increases announced by Permanent TSB, and we see that home loan fixed rate products will be going up by an average of 0.45%. But there is one rate that's going up by a significantly higher margin, and that is the green rate offered by PTSB. What's happening there?
Yeah, so the green rate is there. They've increased rates, PTSB, by up to 0.9%. And this, their five-year fixed green rate, they introduced it probably about over a year ago. It's been really popular. So it's a really popular rate for those people who have a building energy rating, a B or of B3 or above. So all first-time buyers who are purchasing new homes, because they're they're all A-rated. You know, it's a very attractive rate. Green rates are very attractive rates. So this is their highest rate increase. You know, on, say, an 80% loan-to-value mortgage, the rate went from 2.35 to 3.25. So it's 0.9%. So it's a really significant increase. And on an average mortgage of 250,000, that would result in 120 euros per month increase. And I suppose at a time where we're all conscious of, you know, energy costs, we're all looking to improve the energy rating of our home from an environmental perspective and also from an energy savings perspective, these green rates were really, really attractive because they did offer such value to customers. Effectively, customers were being rewarded for having a better energy rating in their home. So green rates are an offer offered by AIB Group, by Bank of Ireland and by PTSB. But it's unfortunate to see that this is their highest rate increase comes on this attractive and very popular green rate. So that 0.9% increase is very unwelcome.
Maybe it was a bit too popular, do you think?
I think so. Certainly with our customers. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's one of those ones where it was a super low rate, 2.35. Now, in saying that, there's still excellent rates on market in the green rate space. So even though Bank of Ireland increased their rates by 0.25%, they still have some of the most attractive green rates, which would certainly appeal to all of our clients. Again, first-time buyers who are purchasing new builds, these green rates are really, really attractive products. So it would be really great to see them remaining in place and remaining competitive.
Okay, let's talk about another one now that caught your eye. This was the non-cashback four-year rate. What happened to this one?
So this was the lowest rate on market. The 2.05% four-year fixed rate was the lowest rate on market and was a really attractive rate. So that rate has today increased with immediate effect to 2.7%. So that's a significant hike of 0.65. So again, a 250,000 euro mortgage, that would increase the rate or the repayment on that mortgage by, you know, just over 83 euros per month. So it's significant. And it's a shame. You know, that's one of PTSB's key rates. It's a non-cashback rate. It's a 2.05% rate, so they could price it low because it didn't have cashback attaching. That's gone to 2.7%. Some of the other 3 and 5 year fixed rates have had a marginal increase on them. They're still competitive. It's still worth looking at fixed rates. There's still a huge amount of customers, over 220,000 mortgage holders in Ireland, still on standard variable rates. And while the banks have not increased their variable rates and their standard variable rates, there's a reason for that. They're very high, you know, and if they increase them further, it just doesn't make sense. They're priced really high at the moment. So for anybody who is on variable rates or who's coming to the end of a fixed rate, even though we're calling out these significant rate increases, just to be aware, there's still value on fixed rates. It's still really, really important to look to market, to shop around to see what rates are out there, and don't just take the first rate that's offered to you, because rates are, you know, it's challenging. And I would expect that next year fixed rates could even be higher. So just be mindful of people who are rolling out of a fixed rate. Perhaps it's now time to look to see whether they should exit early.
So you're saying, despite the increases that we've seen today and over the last number of days with AIB and Bank of Ireland, it's still worth looking at the fixed rate?
Absolutely. Fixed rates are still lower than variable rates. Mm-hmm. Even though the standard variable rates haven't increased, the fixed rates are still lower. So if you're somebody who doesn't immediately want to pay off their mortgage and wants to stay on a variable rate, you know, fixed rates are still lower. They offer security. You know, 92% of new mortgages are drawn down on fixed rates. And there's a reason for that. They're lower. They offer security. And consumers know where they stand when they're on a fixed rate, particularly at the moment when there is, you know, given the pace and scale of the ECB rate increases. And I suppose the fear that's in the market of where will rates be next year and thereafter, fixed rates give you that peace of mind that, you know what your repayments are, you know what's affordable for you.
Just going back to what we're saying about the market being very busy at the moment with everyone switching and moving, the central bank rule says lenders should be back to their customers in 10 days. Is that after an application goes in?
It's to give a response within 10 working days, or to say, you know, we haven't got to your application, so to respond within 10 working days. But in practice, that's actually not happening at the moment. You know, it is very, very few lenders, and there are lenders actually, who have come back within that timeline. But most of the lenders, particularly those who have the lower rates, who are being, I suppose, hit with volume of applications, they are struggling to keep up with the pace of demand. So there is a challenge. However, the good news is that many of the lenders have now now come back in line, and we can increasingly see the timelines of response coming back to within kind of, I suppose, you know, normal and expected and, you know, required levels with all the lenders. So that's a real positive. Over the summer, when there was such a demand, you know, when, you know, there was such, I suppose, you know, everybody was looking at rates and there was such a surge in switching of 150% year-on-year surge in switching volumes, there was huge pressure on the lenders who had the lower rates to work through applications that were being submitted to them. But again, positive news is they are starting to come back in line, and we're increasingly seeing that every week.
But Charlie, you found that some people have actually missed out on getting a lower rate because of these delays.
And it's extremely annoying for them. You know, they're probably dealing with a probate issue as well, with, you know, it tends to be that there's delays in the probate office, and you know, they just can't get it all together to draw down in the timeline they were given by the bank. So it's a very nerve-wracking, as you know, buying a house is probably the biggest emotionally thing you can do. It's a huge thing, but to have this additional pressure on people as well. So, you know, I would call on the other lenders now to go with that 90 days thing as well, that the Permanent TSB are doing, giving you 90 days to close out the deal. That's positive, and others should do that, because it is tricky at the moment, because there's you know, the market is in such an unusual position with two lenders leaving and mortgages being shifted around and a lot of people switching.
It certainly is. Martina, on that sticky question for people who are on trackers now and they see the base rates going up, and we ask everyone who is an expert in this field for their advice on this, what are you telling customers who say to you, I'm on a tracker, should I fix?
And there's so many more of them now, Claire, than there was previously. Like, we wouldn't, you know, very rarely have been asked in the past about, you know, whether we should fix from a tracker rate. And our advice previously would have always have been, you know, tracker rates are such a valuable product. If you fix, you relinquish your tracker in almost all cases. So the advice would be, it depends on what position you're in, the balance on your mortgage, the term remaining on your fixed period, the margin that your tracker is to the ECB base rate. But if we take a very standard tracker rate that was issued pre-2008, you know, 1.1% would be a standard margin. And now that the ECB has gone up by 2% in just 4 months, that brings those tracker mortgage holders, that particular tracker mortgage holders rate, to 3.1. I think that the issue is that it's been very clear, the messaging from the ECB has been very clear, they're going to continue to increase rates until they get to a position where they're satisfied, you know, that inflation is under control. If you look at tracker mortgage holders who are now on 3.1, perhaps facing up to 4.1, another 1% increase before, within the next three European policy meetings before the end of quarter one next year, you know, that person's rate is going to be 4.1. There are fixed rates on market, longer term fixed rates on market, that are maybe 10-year fixed at 3.25, 15 at 3.4. And I suppose people are looking and saying, God, I value the security over my tracker. They've gotten to a stage where they're concerned that, given the pace and scale of increases, what's next and what's affordable for them? You know, I suppose the ECB base rate in 2008 was 4.25. So, you know, we're so used to the base rate being zero that it has been a real shock given the level that has increased by. But we know that there are further rate increases expected and in the short term. So it is prompting a huge volume of inquiries to us in particular, from customers saying, you know, I just want to fix it. I want to have 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, because these tracker mortgages were taken out pre-2008. So they have shorter terms left and shorter terms remaining. So people just want security over their, you know, their rates and their repayments, you know, over the remaining term of their mortgage. And there are some attractive longer term fixed rates. Again, that 10-year fixed rate at 3.25. For most tracker mortgage holders, they're nearly at that position now and facing into further increases. So what I would say is, it's so important, if you have a tracker rate, to just get market-based advice. Don't just jump on a fixed rate. Think it out, think it through, see where you'll be, see what your rate is, and just get it, what's affordable for you. If you feel that you could hold tight and you feel you've a longer term and perhaps that the base rate will come back down and to a point where you're again benefiting by being on tracker, that's a call you have to make. But certainly there are some longer term fixed rates there that are certainly attracting tracker mortgage holders now to lock into fixed.
Yes, okay. So it's a gamble really, isn't it? It's assessing how far you can stretch yourself before they start coming down again.
Yeah, and I suppose the unknown, and I suppose the you know, central bank have been really clear that they are going to continue to increase rates. You know, it's not just a step, it's a journey. All of those things we've heard are, you know, are as a tracker mortgage holder myself, they're you know, they're kind of, I suppose, you just don't know where it will end up. Mm-hmm. And again, we know in 2008, any of us who have trackers know that in 2008 it went up to 4.25. So you're adding your margin to that. And depending on your margin, depending on the term you've left remaining on it, you know, we know that rates are going to continue to increase for tracker mortgage holders.
Okay, Michelle, thanks very much. Charlie, separately I want to ask you about the latest data from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. Now, this tells us today that people are having to borrow more to buy a home because house prices are going up.
That's absolutely right. And these are figures for January to June. So, you know, it will have gone up since. But what the Banking Federation are telling us is that first-time buyers have to borrow more, and switchers are having to borrow more because, or movers rather, are having to borrow more because house prices have gone up. As we know, there's been a relentless rise in property prices. So that's reflected in the size of the mortgages they're having to take out. That means that their monthly payments are higher. The typical first-time buyer is having to shell out an extra €110, but they're paying about 1,020. Over a year, that works out at about €1,300. For people moving home, it's increased by €150 a month to about €1,361 a month over the last. This is over the last 2 years. They went back and looked at, you know, what the typical payments were 2 years ago, and this is what they are now. So, first time buyers having to pay an extra 110, movers 150 extra a month, and as I say, that's before we saw increases from all these banks that we've been talking about, the AIBs,
yes,
Bank of Ireland's, Permit ESBs. Now there was a back at the first half the year that the non-bank lenders did increase their rates, ICS, Finance Ireland and Avant Money, which is not a non-bank lender, it's backed by a bank, but they did increase their rates, but the main banks hadn't at that stage. So it's going to become even more expensive, unfortunately, for buyers.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you both. That's Charlie Weston from the Irish Independent and Martina Hennessy from Doddle.ie. We'll be asking what's going on at Twitter again after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.